Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke. Our first guest has been a resident of Sioux Falls for about 18 years. He was born and raised in Chicago, where he was turned on to great music on, if you're old enough to remember, AM radio. Even back then, radios in South Dakota could pick up great stations like WLS when the Chicago Mainstay and other AM stations around the country played the latest hits. As a player, Mahar's interest in the blues became a passion and something he loves to pass along to listeners today. But as good players are able, Mahar's versatility spills over into rock and roll, country, and more. Since the early 90s, Mahar has been the lead guitar player for country music singer Billy Dean. Mahar is the guitar behind hits like Billy the Kid, Only Here for a Little While, and Trying to Hide a Fire in the Dark, among many others. Tonight, Mahar performs at Fernson on 8th in Sioux Falls, plus some other upcoming shows. You can see him tonight at Fernson beginning at 7 p.m. But first, we welcome him to the Kirby Family Studio in Sioux Falls for a moment in sound. Dan Mahar, thank you very much for stopping in today.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Tonight sounds exciting because Fernson on 8th is also releasing a new beer, kind of in conjunction with your performance there. Isn't it interesting how we use terms for craft beer like release dates? We use it's a music term, but now we're using it for beer.
Well, you know, it's marketing has its ways of spilling over.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about listening to AM radio and how that was a big part of your life, as it was with mine. But let's get into the music first of all. What would you like to play first?
Well, I've been working on a new record. New record, you know, showing my age.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've been working. It's a work in progress, and I've been doing it. I've done it in some studios over in Ireland and some of my buddies in Nashville, and I'm working with Brett Ferguson here now locally to finish it up, and he's been kind enough to call me and stay on me and say, hey, we need to get this done. So this is the title song. It's called Chasing My Tail, so I'll do this one first, if that's okay. Traces of that are long, long gone, and I'm chasing my tail, getting nowhere fast. My motor's running hot and running out of gas. I'm bound to lose, bound to fail if I can. Quit chasing my tail. I have the good sense God gave to my dog. She lives in the moment and she lives it whole hog. Unlike her master, who thinks he's got it made, if he's got a little left after all the bills are paid. And I'm chasing my tail and getting nowhere fast. My motor's running hot and running out of gas. I'm bound to lose, bound to fail if I can't. Quit chasing my tail. Say in the end it's a wink of an eye. Well, what will I see when I pass through that door? Will it be a life lived well or one begging for more? And I'm chasing my tail and getting nowhere fast. My motor's running hot and running out of gas. Bound to lose, bound to fail if I can. Quit chasing my tail.
Dan Mahar, Chasing My Tail. Dan Mahar, our guest for Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio this morning. Dan, thank you very much. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Love that. We at the outset, we talked about growing up listening to AM radio. You and I kind of come from the same era, so to speak. And this is before AM radio was all talk. You know, younger listeners may not remember the day when AM radio was the place to tune to hear the latest hits. And in Chicago, you had some great stations to choose from. Me growing up in South Dakota, I remember KSDN up in Aberdeen was my station when I was really young. But talk about how that played a great role in your life growing up in Chicago and led you into the career that you have today.
Well, I first started playing guitar after I saw, one week I saw Chuck Berry on television, and then the Beatles on Ed Sullivan the next week. And I was eight, so I didn't think about girls or money. They didn't have any influence on me at that time. So I got into the music for purely, I loved the way the guitar looked and sounded, and I thought, of course, the Beatles and Chuck Berry looked real cool. So I just started playing, and then I had some lessons, but they wanted me to learn how to play, read the notes and play Old MacDonald when I was not interested in that. I wanted to play Johnny B. Goode and I Want to Hold Your Hand. So I started listening to the radio and trying to figure things out by ear, you know. So if I was by the radio and I heard, you know, I'd try to find the bass note and then find the chord by, you know, I knew a few chords. And so that's kind of how I figured, but I needed the radio.
Yeah.
And so if I couldn't get that whole lick, you know, on WLS, I knew 10 minutes later it would cycle past on WCFL. So, and in those days, you know, the Stones and the Beatles and Dave Clark Five and the Motown bands that were put, every week there was just something. It was like the circus was in town every time you turned around. You know,
that's so interesting because I've taken lessons, but well after, you know, the days of AM radio and top 40 hits being on AM. And as I was taking lessons, you know, I was able to play what I wanted to play right away. But it's because there are things like YouTube and, you know, your computer that there's immediate access. And for you to tell me, you know, how you learn to play on your own like that. That's amazing. That's very neat.
It was very beneficial, little did I know, because it developed my ear.
Yeah.
And quickly, you know, because the song goes by. And it was like I was telling some of my guitar students last night, when you're the second or the backup guy in a guitar band, even if it's a guitar band, you need to listen and see where you fit in, even if it's just with another guy. You have to be listening, and so you have to be able to have some knowledge, know how to apply it, but know when and where and, you know, to, and that means you got to listen.
Yeah.
So that helped me a lot.
Let's turn to the blues. Okay. You are an awesome blues player.
Thank you.
There's a lot of videos, and I would encourage anybody to check out Dan Mahar on YouTube and Reverb Nation to hear some of that blues music. That was kind of an education for you, learning the different regions of blues that we have here in our country. Talk about that education and how you've used that to educate a new era of listeners.
Well, I, you know, at the end of it, I've just done what everybody else, like the English guys did in the 60s. And, you know, I just found that the music really just moved me, and I didn't know of it when I was a kid, you know, and then all of a sudden I started playing in bands, and I got in with a band that, you know, the guy was, he just turned me on to Taj Mahal, and, you know, and then I started going back to find out where that came from, you know, and then I started listening to Elmore James, and then all of a sudden I found Robert Johnson and Blind Willie Johnson, and all these guys that did spectacular stuff, but They were just guys who would play for parties like I do. And, you know, they got famous for being having blues, Delta blues, but they did all sorts of stuff. They did Charleston. They did rags. They did what they had to do to keep the people dancing. And so in all portions of the country, I mean, mostly in the South, that's where it came from. You know, there's Piedmont blues and there's Delta. But I just learned it the kind of just by osmosis. I mean, I just drifted into it, and it hit me hard. And then it's always stuck with me. And everything else I do is to kind of pay for my habit.
Are these things you picked up while touring, or things you picked up on vinyl, or a combination of the two?
I couldn't say it's from touring, because I already had a pretty good idea of what I want, you know,
yeah.
that it was there. Yeah. I did play on Lincoln Avenue in Chicago for about 6 or 8 months, mm-hmm. And so I was around a lot of it there. Muddy Waters was still alive, and he was in town. He didn't play much. He was quite old at that point, but I got to play with his musicians and Buddy Guy, you know, at the Checkerboard Lounge, Junior Wells at 43rd and Vernon, when it was still there. Now it's Buddy Guy's Legends, but this was a place where, you know, you might not want to go there at a certain, unless you can play. And so, I mean, I learned it just from being in it, and you know, it kind of drifted into me just like it did those fellas overseas.
Yeah, Chicago, really a good place for that to happen.
Not though. A bad place for it to happen. Yeah. It's there.
Are you ready for another tune?
Yeah, why don't we can do this?
Okay.
Let's see. I got. Let's do this one. I'm staying in the key of E, ladies and gentlemen, because it's morning. I went out last night to escape my blues. I went out last night to escape my blues. Well, who should I run into but my old used to be singing them blues? Well, now who should I run into but my old used to be? Well, now who should I run into but my old used to be? That's when my blues jump out of my pocket and made a fool out of me. So I went up and I asked her, are you doing all right? She said I was doing just fine until I saw you here tonight. I made my move, I had a plan, she says, and her sympathies weren't leaning my way. She said, I don't blame you, so don't blame me. That's just the way love goes. It is what it is, but I wish it weren't so. Listen, I couldn't help but think, maybe I'll just turn on some charm and offer to buy her a drink. Before those words could leave my mouth, she must have read my mind, and it all went south. She said, go try that on some other fool, and one more thing before you go. It is what it is, but I wish it weren't so. She said, now I don't blame you, so don't blame me. Well, that's just the way love goes. It is what it is, but I wish it weren't so.
Oh, what a great start it is this morning here on In the Moment on SDPB Radio. Dan Mahar is our guest for Moment in Sound. It is what it is, was that song. Thank you very much. Looking forward to our next number coming up in just a couple of minutes. We need to talk about something that's been a major part of your career, and that's as the lead guitar player for Billy Dean. And I was working in country music radio when a lot of his hits came out. I loved songs like Billy the Kid, Trying to Hide a Fire in the Dark. I've actually met Billy before. Great guy. How did you get connected with Billy Dean?
Well, I went to Nashville in, 1989. I woke up one morning out in Gillette, Wyoming, playing 7 days a week, and I said, this is enough of this. I got to have a change. And so I decided to go there and learn how to write songs and try to be, you know. So I did, and then, you know, I worked other jobs and did other things to, you know, kind of what they call eating the beans and wearing the jeans. That's the break-in time. And so I did that for a while, and then I did a showcase for some of my blues songs that I had written, and we did it at Douglas Corner, a great place in those days. And Nashville was a different place. I worked for a company that planted trees, you know. And if I had a writing appointment, my boss, Dale Holmes, he's a great guy, he says, I'd call him. I said, Dale, I got an appointment tomorrow with so-and-so. He says, well, what are you calling me for? And I said, well, I thought I'd just better tell you, you know, that, you know, I'm not going to be at work tomorrow. He says, you didn't come here to plant trees, son. Go write some songs. And so, you know, I mean, I had a job,
yeah,
but I could blow off a day if I had to. So anyway, so I did that, and I did that showcase, and we recorded it, and it went fine. It was very nice. You know, there were some music people there, and then we were sitting, me and the gal that produced it, we were sitting in her apartment listening to the board tape, and in walks Billy Dean. I didn't know who he was. He had already had some songs out. And so I went to turn down the stereo, and he listened, but he said, no, let me, who is that? And I just, you know, it's this, it's kind of one of those stories. It's true, though. And he liked it, and he says, well, I'm going to be auditioning a band. This was September of 90. He said, I'm going to be auditioning for a full-time band starting April. Why don't you come down and, you know. So I did. I auditioned, and the guy, our record company president at the time, pardon the noise, I'm getting my other guitar. Our record company president at the time was Jimmy Gilmer, you know, Sugar Shack and the Fireballs. And I come into the audition, I was the 12th guy, and I was dressed for a show. I had a nice pair of jeans on, I had a nice shirt and a tie, walleye tie, mind you know, South Dakota. And so I did the audition, and I got the job. I found out later, Billy told me, he said, Gilmer said you better hire that guy with the walleye tie. He came, he knew both of his parts on acoustic and electric, and he was dressed for a gig. So, but Gilmer's old school, so.
Yeah. And since you've played on pretty much all of Billy Dean's hits and.
Well, I didn't play on all of them. Now, there's, I hate to sound like, you know, that I can't take credit. Being a musician and knowing the value of what the studio guys do, I can't take credit for that.
Okay.
I did have some part in some of it.
Okay.
But those guys down there that did those records they're just aces. Yeah. I got to see him do it.
Yeah. But you were there when Billy Dean played on Austin City Limits, and
I did all the live stuff.
The Tonight Aubrey. Show with Jay Leno, things like that. Yeah. We're actually getting close to running out of time, so let's go ahead and get our last song in. Dan Mahar is our guest again. He plays Furnson on 8th tonight in Sioux Falls, and after our last song, we'll go ahead and hit some of the other dates coming up for Dan. But what do you have for us last year?
This last song is a song that got my first record made. I played it for some guys that had some money they wanted to throw out in my way, and so I wrote this song and I played it for them, and they said, well, you should make a record. And so this got me my record. So it's called I Got My Baby Working.
Yeah.
I can't earn a lousy dime. Got my baby working because I can't earn a lousy dime. Seem nobody want to hear me singing, play on this guitar of mine. Now I wear an apron all day. Used to wear the pants up. Now I wear an apron all day. It's a shame and a sin to see a man have to carry on this way. In the money, now I'm sweeping the kitchen floor. Used to rake in the money, now I'm sweeping the kitchen floor. When my friends come to see me, I go running out the back door. Got my baby working. I got my baby working. I got my baby working because I can't earn a lousy dime. Maybe I'll get me a job driving truck or pumping gas. Maybe I'll get me a job now, people, driving truck or pumping gas. If I can't save my pride, at least I can save my ass. Ow! I got my baby working. I got my baby working, 'cause I can't earn a lousy dime.
Dan Mahar, resonator to guitar, and man, I love your lyrics too. Great songwriting. It's been a great deal of fun to have you with
us.
Absolutely a pleasure to have you, and come back again anytime.
Thank you.
Dan Mahar, again, he plays Ferenson on 8th and Sioux Falls tonight, 7 o'clock, and please go ahead and let me know the other dates coming up.
Well, I'll be at JJ's tomorrow night at 7 out there on 57th.
Okay.
And then I'll let you know those other ones as I can remember them.
All right. And if you want to hear more, Reverb Nation, Facebook. Oh, cool.
I've got a Facebook thing out there. It's just Dan Mahar, musician/band, at Facebook, and so I always post on that.
All right, Dan Mahar. Once again, thank you so much.